Last week, the state legislature and governor signed into law new regulations for Oklahoma's medical marijuana industry. Yesterday, the former general counsel for the Oklahoma State Department of Health filed a lawsuit that claims the new regulations are unconstitutional. I'm Ben Felder, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Wednesday, March 20th. Maria Martinez-Keel is a courts reporter for The Oklahoman. And Maria, the lawsuit was filed yesterday by Julie Azell, who's the former attorney for the Department of Health, representing her client. And what is specifically is the lawsuit alleging?
So the lawsuit is actually alleging multiple things. So the main purpose of the lawsuit is arguing that certain pieces of the Unity Bill is actually unconstitutional.
That bill that has all the regulatory framework for the new medical marijuana industry.
Exactly. It's saying it is not living up to certain constitutional principles that actually allow for the enforcement of law. For example, it's saying it's too vague, which it doesn't live up to the void for vagueness law, doesn't fulfill due process, equal protection. So there are certain pieces of this bill that the plaintiff is taking issue with and is saying this is not living up to constitutional law.
And who is the plaintiff?
Her name is Leslie Ann Collum. She's a registered nurse here in Oklahoma City, and she's also the owner of a medical marijuana dispensary. And also a key part of this litigation is that she herself has a card as a medical marijuana patient.
Okay, so she's a patient, but she's also the owner of a distribution site.
Yes.
What, you know, how will it impact her? Is she mainly coming at this as a patient or as a business owner? And how would it impact her specifically?
So she's coming at it from both ways. The first way she's coming at it is as someone who holds a license for a medical marijuana business. And the first issue that she takes is that the disciplinary powers that the Oklahoma State Department of Health has are too broad and too vague. The bill actually lists several specific ways and reasons that the department can take disciplinary action against a medical marijuana business, but the last provision in that list is any other basis as identified by the department. And I think that's really where the issue arises here is if it's that vague, then how is she supposed to know what she can and can't do to avoid disciplinary action and what she, if you can cut it off there, that's the end of the answer.
And so one thing that's interesting about this is that her attorney, Julia, was the former attorney for the Oklahoma State Department of Health, who left last year under some controversy.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So she is actually facing criminal charges right now in Oklahoma County. She has been charged with sending threatening messages to herself and lying about it to investigators.
So now Julia Azell, OSDH General Counsel, will present the proposed emergency rules for consideration. Julie.
Just going to do for the board and the public a quick summary of the rules that were posted on the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority website. These are proposed rules that we are presenting to the board for their consideration and possible approval.
And this was during when the Board of Health was considering new rules. The medical marijuana state question had passed last year. The legislature had not put together that framework, so the Board of Health was coming up with these new rules. And Julia was part of the process of making recommendations. Some of those recommendations that were initially embraced by the board, there was a lot of pushback on. And this was the time when she said she was getting threatening emails, which turned out to be emails she had sent herself.
Exactly. The Department of Health was drafting emergency regulations for medical marijuana, and the board was in the middle of processing which regulations they were going to accept that she had suggested and which ones they were not. And it was in the middle of all of this controversy that the investigation dropped that she was actually allegedly sending these messages to herself instead of people in the medical marijuana community sending her these.
So the lawsuit was just filed yesterday. What's the ultimate goal? for the attorney.
So the ultimate goal here is they want to see the specific issues that they brought up in this lawsuit addressed. They would like to, they're appealing for an injunction, or they're filing for an injunction against certain pieces of this Unity bill that they believe are not living up to constitutional law. Ultimately, one of the attorneys whose name is listed in this lawsuit was saying, we don't think this entire bill is bad. There are good regulations in the Unity bill. We would like to see the parts that we don't think are constitutional not enforced in state law.
Yeah. Well, we know you continue to follow that. The legislature just got that regulatory framework signed or passed on to the governor, who signed it last week, but now some issues being raised in a lawsuit. Nuria, thanks.
Thank you.
Also making news in the Oklahoman. In response to a fatal accident last year, the city of Oklahoma City is looking at ways to upgrade the lighting system along the Bricktown Canal. Upgrades would incorporate safety features that an architectural firm study says are missing from the current installation. Last year, a man was killed when he touched an exposed wire from a broken light fixture along the canal. Also, Wednesday marks the first day of spring, the time of the year when allergies are most severe, especially in Oklahoma, which has some of the highest rates of allergy issues in the nation. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you tomorrow.